Hello and welcome to In Depth. That is the PSA program on all Lotus radio stations. And in the studio opposite me is Katie Coleman, right?
Yep.
Oh my God, for some reason I just blanked on your last name, but I got it right. Katie Coleman, of course, from Rural Housing Authority, Nevada. Rural Housing Authority, to
Correct.
Be more specific.
Yes.
We got to make it, you know, state related. So, Katie, how are you? This is your first time in here.
It is. This is an awesome place to be. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. This is a very important service, especially when we're talking about home ownership. People can be a little skittish, especially with, you know, prices are kind of fluctuating a little bit. So it's good to get your take on everything. Mm-hmm. So give me a little background. Rural Housing Authority, what exactly do you do? What is your mission statement, I guess?
Yeah. So our mission is kind of multi-layered because we do so much. So it
Right.
is to promote, provide, and finance affordable housing opportunities for all rural Nevadans. And we like to say that our programs aim to serve from the homeless all the way to the home buyer and everything in between. So really looking at housing kind of across the board and connecting the right programs, the right services, the right people to those who need to find those housing opportunities to live happy, healthy, you know, stable lives. And it's interesting, the word rural is kind of an interesting piece to this. It kind of throws people off. One, it's kind of difficult to say. And
yeah, rural.
It's a little tough sometimes. I have to slow down when I'm saying Nevada Rural Housing Authority. But
yeah.
we went through a clarification process through the state legislature many years ago to actually clarify based on what we do, what is rural.
Right.
And so we serve areas with populations of 150,000 fewer people.
Okay.
Which is surprising. So Sparks is considered rural to us.
Really?
Washoe Valley is considered rural to us. A lot
okay.
of the valleys around kind of the Reno Sparks area, Southern Nevada, there are, you know, kind of adjacent areas to Las Vegas and Clark County that are considered rural where we can sell homes and get people into homes of their own. So that rural piece is really interesting. We serve every single county in this state.
Okay.
So,
wow. So, yeah, you're covering
yeah.
a lot of ground.
Yes. 110,000 square miles, to be exact.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
So what kind of, I guess, staff are you working with?
So we have kind of bunch of different departments within the agency, kind
right.
of taking on that whole homeless to home buyer concept. Excuse me. We have our Home at Last team that serves all of our home owners and home buyers. So
okay.
We have a variety of programs within that department that really offer customizable lending products, essentially. We have a group that's doing rental assistance. So this is our Housing Choice Voucher group that helps connect renters, a lot of whom are technically homeless. You know, they're living in cars or couch surfing or what have you. And we're getting them into the process of applying for rental assistance. Rental assistance is provided by the federal government, and then we issue it through our agency in the rural areas. So that's the rental side of it. We also have kind of this interesting real estate development arm. It's called our community development group.
Okay.
And we are looking at, that group's looking at how do we build more affordable housing and
right.
just inventory in general. We hear about the rental crisis all the time. And that group is either looking for dirt to buy to build on or looking for, you know, old apartments or, you know, apartments that are in true desperate need of rehab and getting those done so that we can
okay.
kind of build those back up to a place where folks can live and thrive. We're doing a really interesting project in Tonopah right now. We actually acquired a handful of apartment complexes, and they're getting gutted and they're being rebuilt by our organization. They're beautiful. And the residents are moving out while we rehab them, and then they move
and
right back
right
in.
Back in.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's going to be all new and nice for them.
Beautiful new appliances, energy efficient. We're talking, you know, 35, 40-year-old apartments that haven't been touched. So
right.
it's quite the service. We tie absolutely everything back to our mission. If we're presented with an opportunity, which we're presented with projects and business opportunities all the time.
Galore, yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah, but if it doesn't align to our mission, we straight up don't do it.
Right.
And so that's what mission-driven really means. So those kind of three arms are what we do kind of from that homeless to home buyer spectrum. We, of course, internally, we have amazing finance people and HR people and administrative people who keep the house rolling. So it's a really, really cool shop.
That's really cool. So yeah. How long has the Housing Authority been around?
So the Housing Authority actually started in 1973.
Okay.
It was Nevada's first state housing agency, and it was created as a PHA, which is a public housing agency. And then about 20 years later, we became quasi-governmental, which means that we no longer were necessarily a state housing agency. We now have our own board. Our board of directors, or commissioners, we call them, are appointed by a couple agencies, city and county agencies. And so we're kind of this quasi-governmental organization, which is kind of cool because, you know, we make a lot of our own decisions. We tie everything back to our mission. And it's really a cool way to be super nimble. And as kind of time has gone on, and as, you know, the need to evolve presents itself to any organization, we've launched new programs, new products. We didn't start out as offering home ownership opportunities.
Okay.
In 2006, we actually launched the Home at Last program. So when you hear me say that, that's like one of our brands, if you will.
Okay.
So we launched Home at Last in 2006. That is our home ownership program. That has continued to evolve even in itself. 2012, we launched the Down Payment Assistance Program. And we just launched a pet adoption program.
Really?
Which I'm excited to tell you about.
Of course. Always excited to hear about that.
So, I mean, 73 and the evolution just continues. We have to. Our state evolves. The people in our state evolves. Housing certainly
has. More people.
Influx
of population. I imagine.
Yeah,
you're going to have to kind of be nimble, as you said earlier.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, cool. Well, how about, just resources? Are you getting, because you're quasi-governmental, are you getting a lot of federal dollars going your way? Or what's the deal with that?
So we have revenue coming in kind of all different ways. Our rental services program, all of the Housing Choice vouchers and the monies that are kind of behind that are all federal dollars.
Okay.
The operational dollars that we use to facilitate that program are also federal. We do have some state funding. We are also self-sufficient in our home ownership programs, and we are helping get people into loans. And so that provides a revenue resource. And then certainly on the development side of things, that provides us the ability to develop, earn from those developments, and then reinvest that into new developments. So the evolution has really contributed to our ability to stay stable and financially sound and continue to innovate and evolve, because we're always looking for new ways to build.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. So, Home at Last program, if you want to get in even into the nuts and bolts about this, because if you want to get it in people's heads.
Yeah, absolutely. So Home at Last, again, is a program of the Nevada Rural Housing Authority. And a lot of folks like to understand that because, we are quasi-governmental. We have this history. We have, all of this experience. So we are part of the agency when it comes to Home at Last. So Home at Last offers exclusive home buyer options for every single county. So Nevadans in every single county can tap into the Home at Last program. Kind of has four components. The first is down payment assistance. We offer down payment assistance up to $24,000.
Wow.
It's really interesting. It comes in the form of a second loan that has no interest, no payment, and is forgivable after 3 years. So if a person is perfect for family, working hard, saving is hard, right?
It's extremely hard.
Especially now. I'm a millennial, we hear this you got to save for a down payment and you need 20%. Well, that's different now.
Yeah.
There are so many opportunities out there like Home at Last to get hooked up with some down payment assistance, especially for people who, you can afford a mortgage. I don't want to be paying rent forever. That's not going into something that I own. I want to earn that equity. I want to build that wealth. And home ownership is a great way to build that wealth. So we offer the down payment assistance. You don't have to be a first-time home buyer. which is surprising to a lot of folks.
Yeah, you think that would be a requirement.
Yep. Nope.
Nope. Not with you guys. Okay.
It does have to be your primary residence.
Right.
So, you know, we do want to protect against people taking advantage of the program. You know, people are going to buy and flip and those sorts of things. But there are no purchase price limits. The minimum credit score is 640, which is far more flexible than a lot of other options out there. And folks can go to our website to take a look at things like debt to income ratios. These are things that when a lender looks at, you know, someone wanting to apply for a mortgage, you know, debt to income ratio comes into play. Income limits come into play with our program. But there's a lot of customizable flexibility within our program. So what happens on the down payment assistance side of things is we work with hundreds of lenders across the state. Mm-hmm. This is kind of our community of people who hook people up with this down payment assistance. We train all of our lenders. They're all certified through our program. They know how to use our program. They know how to do it right. They know how to connect people with the right options. And we hook people up. It's kind of like matchmaking.
Yeah.
We have a cool tool on our website. You can like search for a lender in your area and they'll help you get through this process. There's only one application. You don't have to do a bunch of extra work. The lender's going to do a ton of the work for you. And it's money to get you into a home of your own. Stop paying that rent.
Exactly so. Wow.
So, yeah.
That's really good. Well, I mean, it's invaluable right now. And I'm actually kind of makes me think, is there a really big obstacle that you have kind of come across maybe multiple times within your job when it comes to housing or
especially
in our area?
Yeah, I think certainly right now, you know, the inventory issue is there for everyone. I mean,
yeah.
You can't talk to anybody without, you know, kind of talking about availability and price and cost. You know, how the cost of a home is the cost of a home. Down payment assistance is awesome because it can kind of chip into that and make it more affordable for folks. You know, our buyers will be able to use some of the down payment assistance for closing costs, right? That's another obstacle that a lot of folks face. Like, I have the down payment, I've scraped together every single penny, but now I don't have those couple thousand dollars for closing costs. So there's so much flexibility. So with the, I'd say the pricing and the inventory, you know, it's certainly a challenge, and we're very aware of that, and how to tackle it really is outreach and awareness. Nevada's really interesting geographically, as we all understand, right?
Yeah.
We don't, you know, live right next door to Las Vegas. There's a lot in between both sides. And so there are plenty of opportunities for folks to buy in the rural areas. It's just understanding what your options are,
mm-hmm.
getting together with a certified person, lender, and realtor to really understand what's available, what's reasonable for me. And the options are out there. The houses are out there. You just got to know how to hook up with the right people to get it done. So,
and that's what you do. Yeah. And you were talking about outreach, and the whole reason why you're here, of course, is to get your word out.
Mm-hmm.
But do people know about you though?
So we're certainly growing that awareness.
Okay.
The awareness among our lender and realtor community is incredibly high.
Good.
Lenders love working with us, one, because they can help people who want to buy a home, and that's their role in this, you know, society, is to get people there. So they have a really good awareness of us. We also are, I like to call it the bat phone. Like, we are on call all the time for our lender and realtors. You know,
yeah.
Like, hey, I have a question about this. Hey, I have a buyer who needs to do X, Y, and Z. We have the flexibility to make those things happen. So our lenders know us. They love us. Same for the realtors. And so, you know, really kind of getting that message out to home buyers. So in a perfect world, I would love for a home buyer to walk into a lender and say, hey, I heard about this Home at Last thing. You know about it, right? Like, that's kind of the drive that we're trying to produce. We do have a really strong social media presence. We have a lot of great information out there, not only about our program, just about, you know, key updates that, you know, what's going on in the housing market and what's influencing what and what to keep an eye out for when you're looking for a home or looking for a realtor. So that's the kind of outreach in terms of good, solid guidance and advice that's really going to grow that awareness.
Beautiful. Well, yeah. People can hopefully know about you more since you've been on this program. And how can they kind of reach out to you if they are interested in your services?
So our website is homeatlastnv.org. You can email us at That's Home at Last. That stands for Home at Last. So okay. Hal at nvrural.org. And anyone listening to this can call me directly. I'm going to give you my cell phone, 775-781-0881. I'm open to get you to the right place, whether it's Home at Last, home ownership, whether it's on the rental services side. We're here to fulfill our mission, and it's all about people. So you can contact us any which way you want.
Beautiful. I mean, if you don't know about the service, take advantage of it. I feel like people think they've run out of options, and they have not. You are a big option, and you're providing a lot of help to people, so thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Anything we haven't touched on that you really want to get out to the world?
One more thing. I mentioned the Howl Pals program, the pet adoption program.
Right.
It's called Howl Pals, Home at Last, Howl Pals. We love a good play on words and acronyms and all that good stuff.
Same here.
But we cover the cost of a pet adoption if you buy a home through Home at Last. So we reimburse your pet adoption fee up to $150 once you get into your home. And really the thinking behind that is, you know, when you're renting, and you have a landlord that says, yeah, you can't have pets, you know, sorry, what have you. A pet makes a home a lot of the times.
Definitely.
And especially when you have kids and they want a dog and they haven't been able to have that dog. So we like to say that we get Nevadans and their fur babies home because that's so important to a family and to an individual trying to you know, make that comfortable environment for them to succeed in. So Howl Pals it comes with a deal. You buy a house through us, you get that certificate, we'll reimburse the costs, and it supports other creatures, which is a great thing. So we're real proud of that.
Well, then reach out, people. That's fantastic. Katie Coleman from Nevada Rural Housing Authority. Thank you very much.
Thank you.